and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
If you've been following along with our study about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24, you know that we've covered some great things found in the Word of God about things when we get home. And I'm not talking about your earthly home, I'm talking about your heavenly home, that home where you will be going, and that is if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. One day you'll be there, not only with God the Father and God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, but you'll be there with me. We'll be together and we can rejoice together when we get home. There's so many things that's going to take place when we get home. There's no way that I'll be able to cover everything about when we get home, when we get to be with the Father, when we get home, when we get to heaven. There's no way that anybody can actually know everything that's going to take place when we get to go home, when we're with our Heavenly Father. And I've met so many people during my lifetime that they've already gone on. They're already up there. They're already rejoicing in the Lord, with the Lord. Now, we rejoice in the Lord here, spiritually speaking, but then when we get there, just as those people who are there today, they're rejoicing face-to-face with Jesus Christ. Face-to-face, what shall it be? And, you know, it's something to really look forward to. As we grow older, we know that we're getting closer to this body giving up the old breath of life. But as we get older and that breath of life leaves us, we're getting closer to Jesus Christ. We're not going to have to worship Him in spirit any longer. The Bible says now that we are to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's the only way we can worship God and worship Jesus Christ is in spirit and in truth. But then face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face, what shall it be? We can only imagine of the great things that awaits us as saved people. So when you start feeling down in the dumps and you just don't know what you're going to do, you start thinking about the Lord. Start thinking about when you get home. Think about how great it's going to be when you're with Jesus Christ, face to face with Christ my Savior. Well, we've looked at several things now about the prodigal son and about when we get home. And let me recap very briefly here. Some things will be behind us when we get home. There will be no more sin. There will be no more separation. We're not going to be separated by things that come into our lives. I'm not talking about losing your salvation now. I'm talking about losing the fellowship that we need with the Lord. Things creep into our lives, and it's something that separates us from the fellowship with our Lord. It doesn't separate us because, our salvation, it's not our salvation, it's His salvation. He's given us salvation, and no one can take that away. We cannot lose what God has given us as a free gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. Well, there's not going to be any more sin when we get home. There's not going to be any more separation, no separation of fellowship with God the Father. And there's not going to be any more straying. We're not going to stray away from Him and lose that fellowship that we need so much in this life. And there is not going to be any more suffering. There's a lot of suffering going on in this world right now. People are suffering. And I believe if we actually knew what was going on in other areas of the world, we would find out that there are actually people who are giving their lives for the cause of Christ today. They're laying down their lives for the witness that they have for Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? And where we live right now, we don't have to concern ourselves with being killed for reading the Bible, for witnessing for the Lord, telling other people about Jesus Christ, for going to church, for singing hymns, for hearing the preached word, for a man standing in the pulpit and telling us that thus saith the Lord from the word of God. We don't have to worry about that where we live and where I live. Now, you may be living in a place where you are persecuted. I don't know where you're at, but you may be going through something right now. You may be suffering, but there's not going to be suffering when we get home. It's going to be over with. No more suffering. And you and I who are not suffering, not laying down our lives for the Lord, remember, there are probably people in this world right now who are giving their lives for the cause of Christ. We need to be praying not only for each other here in this country, in the United States of America. We not only need to be thanking God for the privilege and the liberty we have of serving Him as Lord and Savior, but we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted right now for the cause of Christ. Those people who are giving their lives for the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pause just for a moment and let's thank the Lord for His goodness. Father, thank You for loving us so much. Thank You, Lord, for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary that we could be saved and on our way to heaven. Now, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ that You would lift them up and strengthen. Hold them up, Lord. Give them what they need right now. Now, Father, for those who are going through persecution, those people, Lord, who are possibly laying down their lives, getting ready to die for the cause of Christ, I pray for them that You would help them, Lord, that You would comfort them. Help them to understand that one day they're going to be with You. Their life is taken from them right now. Lord, things are going to be different when they get home. And I pray that You would just help each of us, Lord, to keep that in mind and realize that it's all going to be worth it serving You one day. Thank You, Lord, for saving us. And thank You, Lord, for watching over us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, when we get home, things are going to be different. And some things are going not only going to be behind us, but there's going to be things before us. And we've looked at this. Now, Luke chapter 15, once again, talks about the prodigal son, and we're going to see the father just as he saw his father. Remember, the father came out to meet him, and he saw the father, and the father, he said, bring everything. He's not a servant. He's my son. Now, the Bible doesn't say that in those words, but in so many words, that's what the Bible's telling us. He's saying, that's my son. And he's come home. We're going to be remade after the image of God. We're going to see Jesus as He is because we're going to be made like Him. Now, we're not going to look like Him. We're going to have our bodies. You say, well, are you going to have the same look that you have right now? Well, some people would pray that I don't have the same look that I have right now, but I don't know. I simply know that I'm going to have a new body. And it's going to be fashioned like my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean I'm going to look like Him. It means I'm going to have a new body. It's incorruptible. It's going to be sinless. And that's something else to look forward to. This body is not going to suffer any longer, but it's going to be changed in all ways. Never to sin again. And notice, we will be remade after His image, and we will enjoy the favor of God. Now, we're enjoying the favor of God right now, but nothing like it's going to be when we get to be with Him personally. The favor of God. Can you imagine being in the presence of God? Moses couldn't even look upon the face of God. Moses couldn't even when he was here. Now, he's in heaven now, but I'm sure he's seen God by now, but he couldn't even look upon Him. If a person saw God right now, in the flesh right now, if we in the flesh as we are, if we saw God right now, we would die. But thank God, one of these days, we're going to see Him personally. And we're not going to die because we do have eternal life. We're not going to die because we're going to be changed. We're not going to die because He's the one that brought us to heaven. And we're going to see Him personally. And we're going to see Jesus Christ, the Savior, the one who gave His life for us. Now notice that when we get home, some things are going to be before us. The Father, the image changed, and we're going to have favor with the Lord. And we have the favor right now, but it's going to be so much greater when we get to be with Him personally. And we're going to experience His freedom, the freedom that Jesus Christ gives us. Now, we have freedom right now to worship Him. We don't have to be with anyone else to worship Jesus Christ. We don't have to go to a church to worship Jesus Christ. Now, of course, I believe that church membership and belonging to a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church is what God wants us to do. He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another daily as you see the day approaching. In other words, we are to assemble ourselves together with other believers. And we have the freedom to do that right now. And we need to be doing that. Now, we don't have to do that in order to be talking with our Heavenly Father, talking with Jesus Christ. We don't have to do that. We have freedom. But God has asked us that we should worship Him once again in spirit and in truth. And I believe the truth of the matter is we need to belong to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching local church. I'm local church all the way. We need to be serving God out of that local church that He's placed us in. And that's another thing. You need to be placed, and you would be placed if you're seeking God's face. You need to be placed in a church that is standing on the Word of God, that is serving God. You need to let God lead and guide you. And the way He leads and guides is through His Word. The Bible teaches us that we are to study to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have the freedom as saved people to understand His Word, because the Holy Spirit who came, Jesus Christ said He was going to send Him, and He came, and He's with every born-again child of God today, and He's given us the privilege and the opportunity and the ability to read the Word and to be guided into all truth. And the way we're guided into all truth is by the Holy Spirit. And we have that freedom today, not only to go to church, but we have the freedom today to be with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have the freedom today to read the Word of God and to study the Word of God. Now, think of it like this. A teacher stands up to teach the Word of God, or a pastor stands up to teach and preach the Word of God. That pastor and that teacher cannot give you everything from the Word of God. There is no way. But that pastor and that teacher who teaches and preaches the Word of God, that person can help you to understand that you need to get into the Word of God. You have the freedom to study the Word of God, and you need to study the Scriptures daily. And you need to let God lead and guide you, and once again, place you in a local church where they're teaching you the Word of God and teaching you that you need to be studying for yourself as a saved person. Get into the Word of God and let God guide and lead you and give you the comfort that you need right now. Things are going to be different when we get home. There's so many things that we need to be thankful for. We'll see the Father. We're going to have a new image. We're going to be changed. We have favor, and we have more freedom then than we do now. May God bless you as you're living for Him. May God comfort your heart as you're serving Him. And I pray that you are serving Him. And one way you serve Him is by telling other individuals Jesus saves, that Jesus came into the world to lay down His life, to die for mankind, for people, so that they could go to heaven. Share that with other individuals, because I know you want to see them in heaven with you one day.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.